Land, Natural Resources, and Cultural Committee meeting to order. I'd like to ask Representative Dale Weaver to give us the invocation, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this beautiful day of giving us, Lord. Lord, just thank you for allowing us to come together, Lord, and do the business on the tribe's behalf, Lord. And Lord, I just ask that you give us your wisdom and your insight this evening, Lord. And Lord, just forgive us where we've fallen short today, Lord. And Lord, I just thank you so much just for all your blessings and all your mercies, Lord. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Dirty Barnett.
No, I'm sorry. Miss Barnett called and she will not be here tonight.
Okay. Joyce Deer.
Present.
Johnny Green.
Present.
James Jennings.
Here.
Rufus Scott.
Here.
Del Beaver.
Here.
Mitch Jack. Dale Proctor.
Here.
Mark Randolph.
Here.
Thomas Shahola.
Here.
Cherry got 8 present and 2 absent.
8 present and 2 absent constitutes a quorum. All business conducted will be official. And to the approval of the minutes for November the 14th.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve the minutes. Any corrections needed?
I have a motion by Representative Beaver for approval of the minutes with any corrections needed. First, second by Representative Randolph. Roll call vote, please.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Dale Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 6 in favor, 0 against, and 1 abstention.
Thank you. 6 yes, 0 no, 1 abstain. The minutes are approved. Down to order of business, TR-17-155, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the Principal Chief to execute a small ambulatory program grant for the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Health. As sponsors, Representative Deer.
Madam Chair, motion to pass the substitute bill.
Motion by Representative Deer to do pass the substitute. Is there a second by Representative Beaver? A discussion?
Ms. Beaver is here to answer any questions that the committee might have on this legislation. The amounts have been changed, and I believe it's explained in the attachment on the very first page. And the amount of federal assistance being requested.
Yes.
Okay. So where is it going to be located? Is it location in relationship to offices?
This particular grant will be, we have wrote it so that it will be located on the west side of the Overlook Clinic on that 1 acre. That's right there. And that's all the land that we have there is 1 acre. And so this grant is a small ambulatory grant.
with a maximum grant of up to $2 million. And there's some criteria that goes along with this grant as to where it can be located, hence the name Small Ambulatory. And so it can't be attached to a hospital, was one of the eligibility requirements. And so that on the same campus of a hospital. So that knocked out the medical center, where they need modifications. That knocked out PRC, where they probably needed modifications. And it couldn't have received any other money, like a joint venture. So that knocked out Eufaula. Okemah, they've just now got a brand new 120,000 square foot facility, so they wasn't in need of a facility. Wetumpka, their land, I mean, they pretty much, they're squared away there. Sepulpa is landlocked. They are in a residential area. We've attempted to buy land in that particular area, and the city doesn't want to rezone that to commercial. So unless we just outright move them, which is going to be more than $2 million, then that left the obvious choice of Okmulgee, which is not on a hospital campus. So that's how we determined to build a diabetes center of excellence, because as you guys know, the Okmulgee Diabetes Center is in a leased trailer behind the clinic right now. And so this will be for a 5,000 square foot facility on the 1 acre west of the Okmulgee Clinic on tribal property that we already own. So that's where the tribal secured amount comes from. It's going to be the $48,000. It's basically in kind, is what this $800,000 is, because Tribal Construction graciously agreed to provide the construction management of the project. And so that's what our contribution will be: the land, the equipment, the staffing, and the construction management.
Any more questions? Yes,
I got a question. Going through this application, this here, and I'm just blasting through it. And on page 77, this deals with housing, but then it still gives a little findings and question costs. Page 77, that even though it says the funding agency, Department of Housing and Urban Development, and then it shows the condition and context, and reading it shows there are some deficiencies. Is that going to affect this grant?
This is the
page 77. Well, it comes under the Department of Housing. But
Grant, I do know that in the past two audits there have been some deficiencies from HUD against our housing department. However, my understanding is that they have cleared all of those deficiencies, and so going forward that shouldn't be an issue.
I don't foresee that it will.
Pardon?
I don't foresee that it will. We should know something at the first of the year.
Well, that's fine. Yeah. But then this concerns, you know, Department of Housing, so we need to forward this over there for them to, you know, take care of. The only reason I'm asking is because it's within this application.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's just one page.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Any more questions? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Dale Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 7 in favor and 0 against.
7 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. With no other business, any announcements? LNC will meet at 6:30. There's a motion for adjournment. Motion by Representative Beaver for adjournment. Second by Representative Scott. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. I would like to ask the Representative Jehovah if he'll give us the benediction, please.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for being in our presence. Father, we ask you to continue to bless this nation and its citizens, Father.
Father, we ask you to give us traveling grace as we go home, Father, and forgive us our shortcomings. All this we ask in most gracious name. Amen.